The entire world loves America. Everyone wants to come here. The entire world loves America. Everybody wants to come here. This is instant inspiration. And the instant inspiration is that everyone loves America because they all want to come here. Now, why do people want to come to America? What is so wonderful about America? Well, in America, it is such a conglomerate of people that there are no specifics as to how anything should be done. Oh, there are rules, there are programs, there's ways in which it has been done, and favorably so. But people come from every land in the world, and they bring with them their traditions. They bring with them their habits, their ways of doing things. And as they bring these things with them, what happens? They introduce them into our culture. And so we have a wonderful culture. The Jewish people have their programs. The people from Iraq and Iran and the countries over there, they have their programs. The Germans, the Italians, the Swiss, the Russians, Canadians, Chinese, Koreans, Taiwanese, the world is filled with wonderful people, even the Australians and the New Zealanders, They each come with a unique attitude in their own mind, and it's a good attitude. It's an attitude of harmony and cooperation with the program, but it's unique. It's like our friends from New Zealand, they say when they greet you, good day. They don't say good day, or they don't say, we don't even say good day. We say, how are you today? Or hello. But good day, this is some formalism that comes out of the English culture, which filtrated down into New Zealand, and that came back from there, sort of shortened. Instead of good day, good day. This happens throughout the world. Many cultures come to America, and they bring with themselves their ways of doing things. And we look at the way they do things and we say, hey, that'd be kind of a nice way to do it. That'd be a nice addition to our way of thinking. And we put it in our culture. Some things we don't put in our culture. They maintain themselves. Now, the Mexican hat dance is a very charming dance, but the thing is, they do it in cantinas, they do it in Mexican environments, but they don't do it at the ballroom. They don't do it at the Ritz. Because those are cultural dances, those are things for them alone. The same with the Russian dances and the folk dances from all over the world. They're charming, beautiful, dynamic, like our friend the Big Fat Greek Wedding, with the dance that they learned in Greece. And that dance would not have gone over at Carnegie Hall, but it was very beautiful, it was very significant for their culture. Well, America is made up of this bed, you might say, of cultures and habits and attitudes from people all over the world. There are a number of things that are really significant that makes America so desirable. It's the land of the free. Here, no one is in bondage to anyone else. It wasn't always that way because we had slaves and we had children that were sold into, there's a term for it, and then they had to work it off, indenture. They were sold into indenture and then they had to work it off and then they were sent to school and they were given all things that they had to work for. And Michelangelo had an indenture and he was trained by the great artists of the world and some of them they were so great and that their mark was left on him, and he put that mark in his paintings, and yet he proclaimed so often that he had no master teacher. He was his only master teacher, which, of course, in essence is correct. Now, America has not only freedom, the freedom of choice, the freedom of speech, freedom of religion. These are all great freedoms. But you see, with freedom comes a great responsibility, because with the freedom of speech. You have the freedom to speak out against the government, but you don't have the freedom to take arms against your own government. And this is what some people have done. With the freedom of speech, you have the freedom to speak anything you want, any place you want, unless it violates someone else's freedom of tolerance of what you're saying. If you are saying filthy things, it's not everyone's responsibility to listen to what you're doing. And if you say great, noble, beautiful things, it's not everybody's responsibility to listen to what you're doing. But you do have the freedom to say it. It's like in England, they have these park speeches where people get up on boxes and talk about stuff. Well, we don't do that here, but we do it on television, we do it on the talk shows, we do it in many other ways, but the freedom of speech is quite a precious thing. And because it's so precious, we have to be sure that we don't violate it, we don't mess it up, because it's so easy to mess it up. And we mess it up when we feel we can do anything we want at any time we want, regardless of the other people who are around us and what their choice is, too. That's something that a lot of people forget. And because they forget it, they get into trouble. And when they get in trouble, they freedom of speech, take away my freedom of speech. Just like having a pornographic material on the internet, having it available to children, that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. Because if children see that, after viewing it several times, they'll think that's normal. Adults have the same problem. After viewing it several times, they think it's normal. And what did the Europeans do? The crazy, crazy Europeans, in fact, people all over the world, they watched American television, and they thought Leave It to Beaver was our standard way of doing things. They thought these 50s and 60s shows of respect for family, respect for home, Papa sitting at the table eating with the family with a shirt, with a tie and a coat on, you know, Jack? I mean, that was really lovely. But it put out a good image for America. And it put out an image of love and respect for the family, love and respect for neighbors and friends and the world, and great respect for the government. The shows that were put out during the Second World War and before, not much before, but during the Second World War, all showed great respect for country, and to do anything for your country, to stand up for your country, to stand behind your country, even if your country is making mistakes, to stand behind them, because that's your country. And when the people don't stand behind the country, then the country gets in trouble. Not because the country can continue doing something improper, but because the people are there and they won't tolerate something improper being done. They'll support the country while they're having their war. But afterwards, they will look over very carefully the candidates for office to make sure that they don't bring that back again. The story now about Bush and Bush's war, they say, it's not Bush's war. It's the war of the Congress. It's the war of the government. It's the war of the right of peace and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. You see, the people in the world, if they hear of something that is going to be destructive to the whole world, and they do nothing about it, and then the world gets blown up, then they say, oh dear, that's a little late. Well now, the United Nations recognized that certain types of weaponry were down in Iraq, and they recognized that certain things shouldn't be done, and they were not cooperating with the United Nations sanctioning. Several other nations were not either, but they were not cooperating. And so the United States says, hey, if they don't cooperate, we can't let that continue. That's going to be a disaster for the whole world if they let that loose, because Hussein had no qualms about using gas and using poison on his people and then blaming the enemy, you know, saying they did it. Now, who's to know what's true? Except we know Hussein, and so we know that he was telling not a truth. But the doubt is always there. Did the Allies, if we can use that term, Did the people who were opposing him actually do those things? Were they so angry, so upset, so... No. We do our best to avoid population centers. We do our best to protect the country as a whole. But I mean, this is an American freedom. This is an American way of doing things. Now, it's true, I'm sure, in England, in Europe, in countries around the world, they have morals too. They have scruples too. They believe that things should be respected and honored. And one country, they had a prisoner, it was one of their people, that was being wanting to be taken by the United States for trial. And the end of the trial meant possibly death sentence. And so that country did not believe in the death sentence. So they said, we will let you take this person, but we will not let you kill him. You can put him in life, in prison for life and whatever, but you cannot kill him. Because that's not our teaching. That's not our governmental rules. And so the United States agreed to it. But you see, many cultures, many people around the world have beautiful, and perhaps very outstanding principles that we never hear about because we're not there and we are not confronted. But here that country, I don't recall the name of it, but that country was so definite about it that they wouldn't release the prisoner. I believe it was Iran or something like that. They wouldn't release the prisoner because they did not believe in that. Of course, they believe in shooting people's heads off during wars, but that's another story too. So, think about these things. And the entire world loves America. Everyone wants to come here. What is it that they like about America? They like America's friendliness. They like America's spontaneity. They like America's ability to jump on an idea immediately and pop it forth, bring forth beautiful thoughts in literature, in movies, in drama, in everything else under the sun. They like the movies in America, because the movies in many foreign countries, however they are good, have a tendency to be a little on the risque side, and starting out with Shakespeare. But that's just part of the game of life. In America, we do our best to stop that for public consumption. In nightclubs and stuff, they do those things oftentimes, but it is not accepted on the radio, on television, and on the public stage that the general public go to. It's quite interesting, but the world loves America, and everyone wants to come here, because it is a pretty nice place. And what do you think about it?
It is a nice place.
I love you, and have a lovely evening.